This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Out of style. Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. It really is Friday. It's hard to believe sometimes. Sometimes I'm like starting to get excited about Friday. And I think to myself, am I wrong? Am I going to come crashing down?
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. Like, oh, it's finally here.
We lived all Thursday.
Yeah.
But somehow you wake up on Friday and go, I'm not sure.
You go, is the world just trying to F with me right now?
I need confirmation.
I do. Luckily, every device I own, as soon as I open it up, it says the date right on it. It says Friday. Even that says Friday, April 18th on it right there. I do like a Friday. It was cold and rainy yesterday at my house. Sun came out like later, but is it going to warm up at some point here?
We do have warmer conditions coming, yes.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Outside lands is happening. Don't worry, it'll be cold and foggy for that. That is the way it goes. Listen, I get it. You're going to a festival and you want to wear those short shorts of yours.
And flip-flops, even though you're going to walk all day.
And a bikini top.
What are like, you doing?
I get it. But you know what? You can bring a clear backpack in there. Throw a jacket in there. Just in casers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be pulling into the city from your nice warm place in Walnut Creek. And we go, oh, wow, that seems like there's a cloud sitting right on top of that.
Young people, though, they care and they're not interested in, you know, taking care of themselves. That's more important for the look.
Yes. Goosebumps are super attractive.
Damn young people.
Goose pimples. Anyway, Outside Lands is coming, and we are sort of the home of the three-day pass, I'm going to say. We've got them all day. We have a pair for you in less than 2 hours, 8:05. Again, at lunchtime at 12:05, and Jane has three pairs in her show this afternoon, 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. We'll give you a code word. You text it to the contest line, and you're in the running for these three-day festival passes for Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and many, many more. It's August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. It's such a big deal. I love it. I think it's going to be great. Another great year of it, courtesy of Another Planet.
And Jane.
It's Jane.
Like, Outside Lands is three-day passes are like her middle name. Jane, Outside Day, three Outside Lands, three-day passes, Picks.
Picks, yep. That's right. I forgot that was her last name. I was like, what's it going to go with for her last name? But you went with Picks, which is the correct answer.
That's
Picks. Jane Picks. It's her Instagram handle.
I've known that lady for 17 years or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you don't know her actual last name?
It's Picks.
Okay.
Yeah, Sarah.
All right, fine. I mean, I do get emails from her. They have her name on them, so.
Jane.
Picks.
It's like Madonna. Jane.
Just Jane. We're going to start with Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck says he adores his spectacular ex. I guess he was at The Accountant 2. I feel like I saw The Accountant. Is that a movie? Is Anna Kendrick's in that? Anna Kendrick?
I think so. Hold on. Let me check. I didn't see that movie.
So I want to say he's like a numbers guy, like a kind of an on-the-spectrum numbers guy, I think. I can't really remember it. It was a while ago, but it was good enough, apparently, that they made a second one.
Isn't he the money guy for the mob or something like
Matt
that?
Matt Savant uncooks the books for a new client. The Treasury Department closes in on his activities, and the body count starts to rise.
Oh. Well, Ben Affleck was there at the premiere of The Accountant 2.
He does look like a guy who's good at math.
Doesn't he? I mean, that's what I see him and I think math.
Math is super hard.
Yeah. Him and Matt Damon, they're both like, we're into math. What? What? How you like them apples?
Exactly.
So The Accountant 2, he's got just a funny smile on his face. Like, yeah, The Accountant 2. Second one, math. It's great. He shows up at the premiere with his three kids with Jennifer Garner and J-Lo's two kids. Mm. You know, I did wonder about this, actually, because not that I think they're the Brady Bunch, and all their kids are fairly, you know, they're old enough. J-Lo's has twins. I want to say they're 17 years. They are 17-year-old twins, Max and Emmy. So that would have made them maybe 13 or 14 when the families got together, right? They were married for about 2 years. It's been a while. And then it was, I'm sure there was like at least a few months before they didn't marry like the day they got back together. So in the meantime, all his kids with Jen Garner are 19, 16, and 13 right now. And Max and Emmy, J-Lo's kids, are 17. So they're right in the mix there. I think that it would make perfect sense if they were hanging out together and the kids got to know each other and said, oh, we've got famous, annoying parents too. Let's hang out on the swing set in the backyard.
I give credit to people that can navigate such a...
It's tricky.
It's really tricky. And I was reading, of all people, I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow, who was saying something like, if I've made any mistakes with our blended family, it was that I didn't treat those kids like they were mine quickly enough.
Mm.
And I thought about that. I gave that some thought because I realize anyone would be tentative about that relationship.
Overstepping.
Right. They have a mom. You've got to be careful, especially with teenagers,
how
you insert yourself into their life. I would expect to hear, you're not my mom, a lot, right?
Don't tell me.
Right. Don't tell me my job, punk.
Yeah. I'm busy being a punk over here.
I'm sorry. I'm in my own home and you're destroying something that I paid for, like, or whatever, you know, like.
You're why I can't have nice things.
I'm supposed to just take this. But I give credit to anyone, and good for him that I know it's very public, so he's got to.
Yep.
Deal in a positive way, but good for him that he's not like, no, you can't come to Hollywood with me.
Right.
Get out of here.
I think it's in its own way. And he's so funny because he said something about I'm not paying attention to anything. And you know, wouldn't that be nice if he wasn't paying attention to anything? Like everybody's talking. He says, listen, I don't read this stuff online much. Sometimes I get the sense that people perpetuate this idea of they want to find something negative to talk about. Then he goes on to say, for the record, Jennifer Lopez is spectacular. Great to my kids. Great ongoing relationship with them. I love her kids. They're wonderful. She's an enormously important, tremendous person of a lot of integrity who I adore and I'm grateful to. Okay.
That's what you say.
That's the right thing to say. It is. It's almost a little bit too much to say.
I wouldn't.
Not just like, we get along great and I love her kids.
He should still be going.
Oh, you think?
Never stop.
I'm thrilled that the kids are here with me. The relationships you can have with children like that, it's the joy of my life. And those kids are amazing. I'm glad this is a movie they want to come to.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you made that up.
Oh, no. Fully.
So he's still going.
Yeah,
good.
He is still going.
Bury her in compliments. Bury them all in compliments.
It's
good.
Funny. I guess he was getting, it was a premiere, so there was a red carpet. And I guess one of the co-hosts on ET, Nichelle Turner, said, "It's really dope that both your sets of kids are in attendance."
It is cool. I mean, dope. I don't know about
dope,
but
it is. I thought
dope.
That is dope. It's a dope question
if
too.
If you can sell that, then good. It doesn't sound like she sold it.
Oh, well, it's just funny because I'm reading the. I'm reading
the
quotes, and I'm like, she said it's really dope that you are continuing those relationships.
So you're saying dope is back. I can go back to using it.
I actually don't. I mean, is Nichelle Turner my age? I don't know who Nichelle Turner is. Like, is it dope? I don't know.
She must be on top of the trends. She's on the red carpet.
Yeah, there you go. She's a co-host on ET, which is, I think, Entertainment Tonight, right? I used to watch that show religiously. And then Mary Hart went away, and I went, I'm not interested anymore. I don't care about these people. I didn't realize that I cared about it because of her.
Well, that is
you do get attached to people.
Personalities are part of what keep people coming back.
That's an interesting point, Ben. I like that person. I'm going to watch them or listen to them. I don't know. Maybe you're not watching. Anyway, I just thought it was really cute what he had to say about it. It's nice. May the 4th be with you. It's right around the corner. And if anyone's getting married soon and they want to just do a quickie in Vegas, they're offering a Star Wars themed wedding for May the 4th be with you.
Vegas is?
Vegas. Well, of course they are. I'm sure you could probably get that anytime, but isn't it extra special when the nerds all head there to nerd, marry me, nerd. I'll marry you, nerd. Let's go. I see the guy. I see the lady. She's in her Princess Leia outfit. Everybody's got a lightsaber. It's all looking really. And it looks like sort of back alley Vegas. It's like those cinder block walls painted white with the, you know, a foot of dirt down around the bottom. Mm. It's an alleyway. There's a really sad looking palm tree in the background. It's great. Looks like back alley Vegas. Which is sort of, you know, most of the time, the only times I've ever been to Vegas where I didn't go only to like the big casinos and even downtown. Right. So there's the Strip, and that's very upscale and fantastic and takes forever to walk from one place to another. And then there's downtown where they've done a lot of rejuvenation and it's cool. It's got this sort of middle section. But then outside of the casinos, as you go out into the flats of Vegas, the things that aren't skyscrapers, it's dingy. Like, it's very quickly not awesome and glossy anymore. And the few times I've done that, one of them was Maddie's wedding. He did a Elvis Presley wedding. And I was like, it's like the greatest little chapel in the world or something.
No, it was the Graceland Chapel.
Oh, just called the Graceland Chapel. So it's there. And we're not the only wedding party there, by the way, either. There were like a few other couples who were waiting in line to also get married.
Nice.
And it's between like...
That's what you want.
Yeah, like one of those two-story hotels. It's like sort of takes up a block. And then there's a pawn shop on the other side. And we're like, this is... It's so like... You don't realize that is what most of Vegas is. It's amazing.
Pick it up. We got a Cirque du Soleil in 30 minutes. Hurry it up.
That's exactly right. And as soon as they kiss the bride, the ushering of the get out this... You
we had
in
like,
store,
and we had like 50... Probably
tons of people.
We had the place
we
filled up, standing room
into
only.
That place. It was crazy.
Yes.
So, this one is called the Little Vegas Chapel.
All right.
I don't know if it's right near it, but it definitely has that back alley, super hot, dry Vegas look where they're walking around here. They are celebrating Star Wars Day. Star Wars Day is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. And they're offering a pair of themed wedding packages inspired by Star Wars. One is called Yoda One for Me.
Love it.
Cute. And the other one is Love Star.
The second Mrs. Star.
Is the priest dressed like Obi-Wan Kenobi or like how's
or
this?
Or Darth Vader or something.
How's
that I don't
work?
Know.
Is there...
They have t-shirts available that say Till Death Star Do Us Part.
Oh,
that's very,
gosh.
Very clever.
Don't do it.
Or do.
Don't.
Oh, These two nerds got married. One of them is Princess Leia, and one of them is a stormtrooper with just the helmet on and like a tux suit underneath. Oh, it's fantastic. It looks great. Oh, that was the picture where they're walking through the alley together. It's at the upper left. Like that. It's just, that's what Vegas looks like when you're not on the Strip. It's just like the sides of warehouses. It's so funny. Like, what is happening?
She's wearing jeans that show her almost most her leg.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Those are the pre-ripped ones,
torn
right?
Out. Yeah. Wow.
I actually recently threw away a pair of jeans with the knee ripped out because it was they came pre-ripped with a small hole. But then over time, it I'm grows, like, okay, yeah. So this is just a flap now that I wear.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
how
not
many
into
60
that.
Year old people do you know walking around with a flap on their jeans?
I've never understood the whole
pre-worn look.
Like the blown out knees. It just doesn't.
I mean, unless you have like the best knees ever and you're forced to wear pants. So you cut out a little knee hole on every. I just wanted you to see.
It looks unsturdy to me. Like, oh, you fall a lot, huh?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. So you're a klutz. What'd you rip those jeans on? Oh, they were pre-ripped. So you're an idiot. You bought broken jeans. Okay. Got it. Got it.
You fall a lot. I've never thought that. You might be the only human now being who's thought that.
Now we know. That's great, what it though. Indicates. All right, I'm out of time. What do you got, Ben?
What?
I know. The clock just keeps on ticking.
We are going to hear.
Oh, yeah.
From Sarah's guy, the.
Tyson Greenfield.
After these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We've got your chance for tickets to Outside Lands all the live long day. Your first chance is coming up at 8.05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo.
Oh,
visit San Francisco Zoo and Gardens throughout the month of April as they celebrate Earth Day. Please take action to protect our planet. Join them on April 26th, and 27th for Earth Fest.
Sweet.
The SF San Zoo. Francisco Zoo, everyone. All right. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds.
Let's get that frog out. I've been having the same thing.
I heard you do it before we came on, and I thought I probably should have done that.
Have Lavian trigger.
morning clouds, sun later, everyone. And today, as I drove in, the earthquake anniversaries, commemorative.
It's like a gathering.
It's not a celebration, so that makes no sense.
They sort of mark the date at 5:12 in the morning. And we used to work kind of cross town from here, just a little further north. Now we're right at the actual start point of it, this Lottie's fountain.
And we are at 119 years, right?
I believe so. Yeah. There 1906. The 1900s, children. It's ancient history.
The Warriors are a basketball team. They're our basketball team.
Go Warriors!
And they play this Sunday in Houston. 6:30 on TNT this Sunday.
And on the game.
And it's, and it's seven games, everyone, but...
It is a seven game series.
Well, listen, those guys make money. They got a lot of games.
They should go to
play.
11 game series. I think that would be. Then you'll really know who's the winner.
If you are watching and paying attention, you see that college football is doing that each year. They go, you know what? This is great. You know what we could do, though? We could make it bigger, bring more teams into the put. They're doing that. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
They know sports is money. Anyway, go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Money, 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 money.
All right, so we'll begin with science!
It's good.
In nerd news, everyone, I have something we're going to get to in just a second.
Oh, you've been talking about this for a while.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm not ready for it yet.
Okay.
Our first story The Week in Science is, did we just find aliens?
Oh my God, how exciting. Where did we find them?
Experts aren't coming right out and saying it yet, but the answer might be yes.
Oh my God, where did we find
them? The James Webb Telescope found what they're calling the most promising signs of life on another planet. The planet is called K2-18b.
Oh my God.
Why'd you say that?
Because I got to know about this. I'm making a note for myself so that during the break I can read all about this.
K2-18b, Sarah.
Okay. I have it. All right. I pulled it up.
It's 124 light years away.
Oh, that's really far.
Yeah. And they think it has...
We've got to figure out wormhole technology.
And they think it has liquid water. The entire planet could even be one big ocean.
Oh.
They didn't see
mermaids live there.
Pretty eyes looking back at us from around the corner.
Oh, they're not looking back out, huh? How? What did they? Is it just that there's water there, or that there were actually like antennas and
they detected two sulfur-based compounds that could be signs of life?
Oh,
on Earth, they're only produced by living things.
Oh,
dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide. Good. For those of you who want to take notes on the story.
All right.
They didn't just find trace amounts of the stuff. They found a lot of it.
Oh.
They said an ocean that is teeming with life is the scenario that best fits the data.
Ooh. So exciting. It's so exciting.
Not everyone is convinced yet, but the lead researcher said it could be a huge moment in history. This could
during
be
our lifetime, please.
The tipping point where suddenly the fundamental question of whether we're alone in the universe is one we're capable of answering definitively.
Which leads me to my
next story.
Tell me everything.
This guy is everywhere. His name is
Neil
deGrasse Tyson. He's married. He's 66 and married to a lady named Alice Young.
Oh.
He's an American astrophysicist, author, science communicator. He really mostly just does all the talk shows. He does the talk show circuit, and he's a podcaster.
And he's an entertaining guy, right? Yeah. So here he is with, you know, interesting information, an astrophysicist, and then he goes on and he can entertain. He's on Colbert all the time.
Right.
And on a lot of those shows.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he studied at Harvard University.
So smart. Oh my God. All the best astrophysicists.
Columbia University.
Oh, that's Ivy all the way.
And the University of Texas.
Oh.
What?
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. They have a great
Not a lot of light pollution there. He was looking up into the stars.
Went to MiraCosta. I don't know. Anyway. I told you, I think it's been at least a week, that someone had sent me a video of this guy talking about whether there's going to be, you know, whether we should go terraform Mars and live there. And I've been looking for the video everywhere. I finally found it. It wasn't sent to my DMs. I was just tagged in it.
Oh, someone tagged you.
So
I
had to find it a different. So everywhere I was looking, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to another spot and went, oh my God, there it is. It's been there though. I found it. I sent it to Maddie. And here is Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about whether we should go to Mars.
All right, let's hear it.
Is it actually hypothetically, scientifically possible to terraform Mars and create oxygen on Mars?
I see no law of physics that prevents it. But what I will say is we are still running away from hurricanes. Buy toilet paper, buy water, run! We still, when the volcano erupts, we lose our cities. There's stuff happening on Earth that we do not control. Now you want to completely control what's going on another planet? That's a level of geoengineering that we do not yet have on Earth. The people who are saying, why does Elon want to go to Mars? Does he know something about Earth? Is everybody to trash Earth and he's the only be the one living on this other planet? Here's the point. You worried about trashing Earth? Really? Okay. And then you want to go to another planet? After you terraform it? If you have the power of geoengineering to terraform another planet, then you have the power of geoengineering to terraform Earth back into Earth.
What he is saying is,
stop
looking to the stars.
Sarah.
I guess we all hear what we want to hear, huh?
And look at your feet, the ground beneath your feet.
I think he's saying that we have a ways to go before we're going to be able to terraform another planet. That's what he's saying. But we do need to do it. I hear that strongly in what he said.
You do not hear that.
I do.
No, you do not. He says, we can't do that. That's ridiculous.
He said, currently, we can't control the weather.
Right.
Terraform stuff. Yeah.
Mars.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even think we should terraform Mars. What's the point? It's like too far away to ever have like a nice warm atmosphere. I think we're going to build some domes and we'll probably do some underground stuff. Get down under the regolith.
I'm with him. Let's fix what we've got right in front of us. We have a cradle and it's wonderful and it's right
and
here.
And if there's ever an extinction level event, we will be gone. So, you know, I'm thinking a couple
good
of other
morning,
bases.
Everybody.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning.
I mean, if it wasn't for that one meteor, the dinosaurs would still be here. So
happy Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
Gonna get decimated on Friday.
Oh my God,
man. So I'm thinking, you know, just let's keep working. Let's try to find a way to exist on other planets. And wormhole technology would be huge if someone can get some faster than light technology going. That'd be great.
I love how you, Sarah's listening to that and you're listening to that are completely different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying we can't do it yet.
Scientists in Argentina are working on genetically modified super horses.
Oh my God, super horses?
Super horses.
That's exciting.
This is like the best news break for Sarah ever.
I'm like so down. Are they also from Tyson Greenfield?
No, they have nothing to do with the outer space news. Okay. This is genetically engineered super horses with altered DNA being created in labs by scientists.
Do they have wings and unicorn horns?
I hope that they do.
How great would that be, right?
I don't know because, and I'm saying this and it's going to sound crazy, but I am a boy.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up into unicorns, but now I have daughters.
Mm-hmm. Rainbows,
were unicorns always big?
Yes.
Or are they just big now because they've been marketed to us and the kids of today are
Pegasus,
like.
Pegasus, always. To me, they've always been big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember little unicorns, you know, when everybody had stickers, like unicorn stickers were really popular.
When you were a boy.
When I was a boy.
Who may or may not have
had one of those unicorn stickers on his Trapper Keeper.
I love it. Bob is right with me on every. She's amazing.
What just happened between the two of you?
Nothing. Like, what hasn't happened between us? Every single thing, little thing that comes up, she's like, she makes this whole little thing. She's like,
you're not even looking at each other.
She's like, cheers, handsing above her face. I start singing something. She's all like,
she's very supportive.
Oh, she's great. I try not to get attached.
I guess we're not supportive.
You guys are, but I'm telling you, she's like there for me. It's great.
What about these horses?
Yeah, tell me more about the super horses.
There might be a new
drug
to treat super gonorrhea.
Oh,
that's fun.
Well, that is actually good because we're getting very resistant to a lot of these various diseases.
Super
gonorrhea
of
which are venereal
is
diseases.
Right, super gonorrhea doesn't respond to antibiotics, and ooh, now they
try not to catch that one, you guys.
Might.
Yeah, I will.
That's like the one to not catch anymore. Used to be herpes.
So you mean if some lady or some man says, I've got super gonorrhea, you mean that's a hard pass, like a no.
Yes, I have it. I'm fighting it with my super horse.
What's she look like?
Oh, Maddie is on the show. That is one of those where you go, no, two condoms is not the way to answer the no.
I can't spell gonorrhea. It turns out. I'm asking.
Two R's.
Okay, got it. Oh,
and an O.
I know I was nowhere
two
near
O's.
It. I got it. There is an H in there. I have put that in. Let's see. It long-term effects of untreated gonorrhea, pelvic inflammatory disease for women, ectopic pregnancy risk, chronic lower abdominal pain, and increased HIV. For men, epididymitis, painful inflammation near the testes. Can lead to infertility. Man. Prostate issues, scarring of the urethra. Ooh, that sounds bad.
That does sound bad.
Mm. In both males and females, permanent damage to joints and organs.
Oh.
Yeah. It is treatable, but they're not talking about super gonorrhea here. Ooh.
In radio news, a study found some people's brains are just wired to connect with music on another level. I believe that, too. Like, those are those musicians where you hear them talk about music like colors.
Yes.
Instead of like notes.
And everybody has their own relationship, but there are people who like own it. They mm-hmm. just are music.
If it makes you cry or gives you goosebumps, you're probably one of the people that connects with music on a different level. They say it's genetic, probably, but also it can be how you were raised. If you were raised with music in the house and grew up listening to it, and sing and dance together, you know, that is one way you would be more deeply connected to music. By the time you're grown, it's a vital part of right. your existence.
Well, I do feel like when you hear like a super shiny, like I always think about specifically, there isn't a time I can listen to that Whitney Houston Star Spangled Banner and not get a full on eargasm from it. Like I get chills, like goosebumps up my arms. But that doesn't happen to me on a daily basis. And there probably are people that are just, they're that stimulated by music. The end.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next story.
Oh, really the end, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a good story.
Oh.
I know you're really connected to music.
I love music.
It's so meaningful to you.
And I love lots of different genres, and when it's good, I feel that. What did you just say?
I'm talking about myself, not country.
There's good country stuff.
Sure. I'm sure there is.
There is. Roblox is a game I've mentioned to you guys before.
Yes.
My kids play it, and it's one of the games that I mentioned to you. I don't even know if it's still available. Roblox is basically all these different games under one roof, as I understand
it. It's a place to go and play these little mini games.
All these little, they call them obbies. I don't know what,
okay.
I have no idea what that means, but they're, and now there's like the same way there were Minecraft game players who would do videos and they become YouTube stars by playing Minecraft. Like now there's Roblox people who do an
obby. They're so good at one obby that people are watching them.
They do lots of different obbies and do videos of them. And that's the two characters or the one character.
How many games are we talking about here?
I don't know. I don't know how many they have. Hundreds, maybe more.
Mm.
85 million people play Roblox, though.
There are 40 million games in Roblox.
So let me ask you this. If there's 40 million games, are we talking about something that people, it's like a crowdsourcing thing where people are contributing to this?
I don't know what the term obby means. I don't play these games, but that is how they refer to them. It might have to do with the way that people can build them themselves. Either way.
Yeah, with the millions of games created by players.
Oh,
there you go.
So it's almost like a platform for that. Did it start with, well, whatever. I mean,
yeah,
Roblox is the
one
thing.
Of the
play
things that I mentioned to you before was the game was
games.
Throw a person down a mountain and break the most bones
possible.
That's the way you
find
win.
The worst
way
path down,
and you watch this little character just break to pieces as it's going down the mountain.
Is it
and
bleeding
thought,
out, and does it tell you bone by bone, like what bone it's broken? That's
no.
fun. That's a good game.
But to me, that I thought, that's awful for my kids. It's kind of fun and kind of funny.
I can't believe you didn't immediately tag me in
it. Officials in Florida and New Jersey are scrutinizing popular video game apps Roblox and another one I don't know called Discord.
Oh, kids are on Discord.
Yeah, Discord's
Discord's big. It's like a social media thing. You play, and you can play games on there, but you're all on the same screen together.
That's exactly what Roblox is.
Okay.
So you will be on there with others.
Yeah, your friends. You curate that group.
Or there's, I don't know, I think that there's a lot of people that aren't your friends.
Yeah, you can go onto a Discord. And
you can go onto one, but my kid has his little group that he sees on there. And they take on things together, I believe. They're all in like a team.
You can do that as well.
Yep.
You can do everything.
Do you do this?
About. No, but I know about it. I mean, I know.
Well, I mean, you do know things.
Officials in Florida and New Jersey are scrutinizing popular video game apps, Roblox and Discord over child safety concerns.
Oh.
I have similar concerns and have been very plugged into what they're up to. Like as soon as I saw the break people's bones by throwing them down a mountain, I thought, what the is this?
Yeah.
What is this thing? I now let Edie, she'll do the dress game where they give you a theme and you go into a room full of clothes and you dress yourself and then you walk the red carpet or the
catwalk, right.
And then they judge you.
How good of an outfit
and
did you put together?
Then there's a winner and a loser. And there's a whole thing and people vote on it. That feels safe enough to me. But also, this is a situation where kids are online. Parents aren't there, and some guy named Frank could be...
I'm judging this fashion show.
Well, and you know...
How old are you?
He could be Hello Kitty 69.
Hot.
And no one's going to know. And meanwhile,
that's
your kid's
band name,
interacting
actually.
With this person.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on there.
So these things are... I can see that being a problem in general. being online can always be a problem.
Florida Attorney General issued a subpoena to Roblox Wednesday seeking information about how this platform is marketing to children and wants to see what policies are they implementing, if any, to avoid interactions with predators. Mm. And I hate to say it. I kind of agree. Mm. Like, you build
when it
these
becomes
things
that big.
And kids are on Roblox. Trust me. From a young age. Yeah. I watched both my kids go through it. I don't know where I guess it's from friends.
Yeah.
That's how they find out about it. Roblox has 85 million people playing games on the site daily. And by the way, they're in San Mateo.
Hey, San Mateo.
Hey, Roblox.
If you get a chance, there's a new Netflix documentary called Bad Influence, and it's talking about the kid influencers on YouTube. And they said 90% of the followers are the kid influencers, like little girls, are dudes.
Oh, God.
Like, it's a freak. The number will freak you out. So
don't let your kid be a 7-year-old influencer.
I've seen some of those, and I've even mentioned it here. Like, one of the ones my kids watch, the older kid was watching this dad and his daughter. And then he was running her through shows. Like, they're doing shows. Like, today we're going to do a bit where I take you shopping, and if you can run through these challenges I've set up for you, I'll buy you a new iPhone.
Oh.
And so on top of just the whole, I'm getting you an iPhone, like, I get it. She is working.
Well, this talks about how there's no, you know, if you're an actor and you're a kid, there are rules. You have to go to school. You have to do this. How that does not happen on YouTube. You know, there are parents who are making their kids kid influence. They don't go to school. They film all day. That's all they do. It's really good. It's a good doc because I didn't know about it. It's called Bad Influence.
Can you do me a favor? Grab a trailer for that and throw it up on the Facebook page.
Sure.
That'll be a cold splash of water for somebody. I already feel it. I'm telling you, if you just watch for a second, you go, I don't want this dad buying his kid. Like, I get it. He can do what he wants, but I don't want my kid watching. Well,
how
I
come
wanna,
you're not setting up an obstacle course for me at Walmart?
Or I want an iPhone for whatever. You know, that's
so I can
whole,
be an influencer.
I got a B in math. What do I get? A B. Yeah. I mean, what do you get?
Talk to me when you graduate with a 4.0.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Where are you? Anyway, Roblox is getting questioned about the possibility of harmful content and bad actors and how minors can circumvent parental controls.
Oh.
And what Roblox's age verification procedures are, among other things. So Roblox is getting a good look.
Well.
And it
should take a good look at stuff.
If you've got 85 million people on there and some of them are kids, and I think most of them are, then absolutely.
It's actually a little bit depressing to think about this stuff because honestly, it's the freaking wild, wild west. What's the matter?
Look at the clock.
Coming up next, movies, TV, and little love notes.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.